It's into New Sound Radio. 92 FM. This is the Community Hour and I'm Pete Day. Now, yesterday I went down to the prestigious London Boat Show at the Excel Centre down in Docklands. Now, it wasn't to buy a luxury yacht, you understand, I'm afraid, down there at New Sound Radio, 92 FM. I don't know, not quite in that league. But moored up in the Royal Victoria Dock alongside the Excel Centre was a small boat that stood out. Not because it was the newest, brightest boat with all the latest gadgetry, wizardry and luxury fittings and whatever. But a rather ordinary looking boat, but an old boat, but with some rather odd, awkward looking attachments. Yeah. Modest, but in some way, he had a kind of special feel to it. The Massey Shore is a fireboat used by London firefighters that was up until 1971. And of all the boats at the boat show, it was definitely one that had a story to tell. Joined now by David Rogers from the Massey Shore Education Trust. When you first see it, it's not really that imposing compared with other boats that you see around. What makes the Massey Shore so special?
Well, as you rightly say, the actual structure of the boat, when you first look at it, it's obviously a period boat. It's from the 1930s, but the actual giveaway is what's actually on the deck now. When you look at the main water jet or monitor, all shining as it is today with the brass and copper, that gives you a clue that this is something a little bit different from the normal boats that you see here at the boat show.
When you first look at it, it looks as though it's a gun, doesn't it, like sticking out there. Well, what exactly goes on with the Massey Shore?
Well, it's interesting you mention about the shape of a gun, because during Massey Shore's history, in the 1940s, when she was called over to become part of the Dunkirk Little Ships Armada, one of the things that we found out in our history was that we had a German pilot who was involved with strafing the troops and things as they left Dunkirk. They actually, he had a memo that came out, and they thought the water monitor on Massey Shore was some kind of secret weapon, and they thought it was gun-shaped, and therefore they had to keep an eye out. And so the boat itself was singled out for some quite rough treatment because they thought it was a new secret weapon that had been developed by the British and was going to appear at Dunkirk.
And there were some quite heroic actions as well by some people on the boat, wasn't there?
Indeed, the first call went out to the fire brigade at the end of May, and the people.
It was in May
1940, and at the fire brigade pontoon at Lambeth, which was where the boat was kept, there was a call to send a fireboat across to Dunkirk initially to fight the fires. And as Massey Shore was the newest boat that they had and the most powerful, that was the boat that was chosen. And they asked for a volunteer crew, and every man on the river fire service volunteered, and they whittled down the crew to initial 13 that were going to take the trip, and they prepared the boat and took her to Ramsgate, which is where the boat took on a naval lieutenant who skippered the boat for part of the trips over, and they made three trips across and brought back over 110 troops to the UK, but rescued a further 500 from the beaches.
And of course, that was back during the Second World War. But what was the boat originally for?
It was designed specially for the River Thames. So in 1935, they spent £18,000 to create this vessel. And it was built on the Isle of Wight, where several of the other London fireboats have been built since the 1900s. And then the boat itself was sailed round from the Isle of Wight and appeared at the latter part of 1935. And in 1936, it had its first major fire in Wapping, in the Colonial Wharf fire, which took place in 1936, and the boat itself was called upon to assist the land-based crews. They were having difficulties. A very large warehouse, similar to the ones that we have still around in the Victoria Dock here today, and the fire itself had spread quite quickly with lots of flammables inside, and they couldn't stop the fire from moving. So what they did was to get Massey Shore with her main water jet or monitor, they blasted a hole in the side of the warehouse wall, made a fire break, and that enabled the land-based crews to get inside and actually extinguish the fire after 4 days. So the boat itself was an integral part of the firefighting during that period, and it's credited in the actual insurer's report in saving over £2 million worth of stock, which in 1935 was a great deal of money, as it is today. And I think it's offset the cost of £18,000 quite nicely for many times over that the boat actually did at that particular incident.
I mean, going back, when were the first ever fireboats on the River Thames?
Well, initially, we go back to the insurance fire brigades in around about the 1720s, when you get the Sun Insurance Company produced a rowing boat, and they were called fire floats because the boats themselves didn't have any engines, and they actually were either towed to the fires, so they would have with manual pumps on that, with perhaps 60 or 80 people pumping away from the river, or in latter times they used tugs that would pull them. And it wasn't until the early 1900s that they actually had self-propelled fireboats, which appeared on the River Thames around about 1910, that sort of era.
Who exactly ran this and why?
The boat itself was purchased by the London and built by the London County Council. They went tried over a series of years to produce the sort of super fire boats, and we were the culmination of those ideas. They spent over 6 weeks just designing the hull of the vessel to get a good speed out of her and to keep it as light as possible, because although the boat looks quite big, we're nearly 80 feet long and we weigh about 56 tonnes, that's quite a light construction compared with what you'd see in that era. But the idea was to be economic on fuel and to be able to get to fires quickly, and with its fire pumps obviously produce lots of water. 3,000 gallons a minute we pump, which is a phenomenal amount even in modern day terms.
And of course it's called the Massey Shaw. Who was Massey Shaw?
Well, Massey Shaw was a famous Victorian fire chief who came from Ireland. He was born in Cork and came to London in 1861 after the Great Tooley Street fire. He was a very young man in his early 30s, but had some very good connections, i.e. royal connections. He became a friend of the Prince of Wales, later become Edward VII, and they used to go out firefighting together.
He was just for a bit of fun, was this?
Well, yes, it basically was that. They had a group of gentlemen. Massey Shaw had a carriage, and when there was a large fire in London, the word would go out that they would have their own uniforms, which would be one of the central London fire stations. They would gather up all their kit and go off with Massey Shaw to the fires and take part. But for them, it was like a boys' night out, firefighting, and the Prince loved it. He loved the challenge. Unfortunately, on a couple of occasions, he got into difficulties, and firemen had to rescue him from one particular theatre fire where a wall collapsed and he was nearly killed. And of course that didn't go down particularly well with Queen Victoria, who wrote a letter to Massey Shaw and asked that in future they kept an idea of her son and kept him safe. But certainly he was in the 30 years that he was a fire chief, a very intelligent man who expanded the use of the fire service throughout London. And so we're very proud to bear his name on our boat. It was decommissioned in 1971. It's the longest serving fireboat London's ever had, with 36 years of use. And then after that, it was kept on the river for about another 8 or 9 years while the fire authority at the time decided whether or not it was going to be scrapped or how they were going to deal with this old vessel. And eventually the Society, the Education Trust as it is now, was formed in 1982 to look after the boat, to preserve her as a working boat and for the people of London to enjoy for future generations.
And it was a bit of a struggle as well. Well, in terms of sorting it all out, haven't you?
It has been a struggle, yes. Up until recent times, in the last 4 years, we've been successful with a lottery bid from the Heritage Lottery Fund, which has enabled us to completely restore the vessel. But before that, it's very, very much been a hand-to-mouth piece where we've had to just raise funds to keep the boat going.
More than raise funds, we had to raise the boat once it's sunk, isn't it?
It's unfortunately it's soaked several times. We've had all sorts of issues with vandalism and security problems, which hopefully now we've resolved, and the boat has come back in sort of really good condition, and we're now looking at preserving her for many years to come.
And of course we're down here at the boat show, and where else can people see the Massey Shaw?
Well, our plan is, a part of our lottery bid was actually to continue the education theme, which is what we've tried to do throughout all the time that we've owned the vessel. So now we have an interactive drama, which is actually being portrayed at the boat show twice a day. And the idea is that, particularly for young people, they can get an idea of the boat's history and hopefully engage with them. We're going into schools and to try and use the drama as a sort of a way of opening up their thoughts and ideas, and to encourage them to become the crew for the ongoing piece, so we can actually keep all that moving along. That's going to be our aim for the future.
And finally, if there's one thing that makes the Massey Shaw such an important part of our heritage, what would that be?
It's a fantastic part of our Thames heritage, which needs to be preserved, and it links so much in with one of our key emergency services, i.e. the fire service on the river.
David Rogers, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much indeed, thank you.
And if you want to find out more about the Massey Shore and how you can visit and get involved as well, they're really encouraging people to get involved in its restoration and just keeping the whole thing going, which is, they've got a website, as everybody does these days, which is www.masseyshore.org. That's spelled M-A-S-S-E-Y-S-H-A-W. Yeah, masseyshore.org. Yeah. Loads of information on the website as well. Loads of stuff on the history. So there's quite a lot there as well. And also, if you want to go and see the boat show, yeah, you want to go down, maybe you want to all have a whip round and buy us a yacht. Yeah, maybe if that's all down here at New Sound Radio. Anyway, if you want to go to the boat show, that's down, it's on until Sunday down at the EXL Centre. And that's, they've got a website as well, www.londonboatshow.com. And it costs £16 in advance or £20 on the gate if you want to go to the boat show. Stay tuned, because after the break, seamlessly as always, we've got our special feature. We're going to be looking at the closure of fire stations in London, right where it's happening today, and in particular in East London. So we've got some reactions on that. Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. Energy price.